And welcome to the CESA 6 Growth and Development Center Energizer Podcast for Educational Administrators. I'm your host, Amy Bindis. Our intention for this podcast is to energize you with ideas and encourage you to bring a high level of anabolic or uplifting and optimistic energy to the important process of staff growth and development. Our Season 2 focus has been on the NUDGE, or nudge formula for employee effectiveness. As you remember, we discussed how all of us as leaders can help guide the practice of others forward using the acronym of NUDGE, which reminds us to nurture others, unpack success criteria, develop their skills and talents, give and receive meaningful feedback, and finally empower them to improve their practice. As we discussed, this process is a never-ending infinity loop. Why is it never ending? And why must we stand alongside our staff and focus on continuous improvement in this manner? Simply because change is a constant. We can't rest on what we did yesterday if we expect to improve tomorrow. So as leaders, helping others successfully navigate change and improvement on a daily basis is critical. Over 2,500 years ago, the Greek philosopher Heraclitus realized the only constant in life is change. Doesn't it make you wonder what kinds of changes people had to deal with in 540 BC? What I do know is that the pace of change is a million times faster now. And as leaders, we must help people adapt, pivot, and grow, not only by nudging them, but also understanding where they are in the process of change. There are many change theories and models that you can use to frame your thinking and help staff understand and own their own change. Today, I'll be using the PROCE ADKAR or ADKAR model developed by PROCE founder Jeff Hyatt. He developed this model from research to align traditional change management to goals and results. This model, like NUDGE, follows an acronym for you to help navigate a successful journey through change. ADKAR, spelled A-D-K-A-R, stands for Awareness, Desire, Knowledge, Ability, and Reinforcement. Let's consider each phase briefly. As we do, think about a specific change your staff has been or will be implementing. Applying the model to your situation as we go through it might help you provide clarity. In the PROCE publication that overviews the model, the example of regular physical exercise is used as the example, so I'll communicate that as the example here. Awareness refers to the awareness of the need for change. You must ask yourself, is my staff aware of the need for regular physical exercise? Do they clearly understand the benefits of engaging in it and the risk associated with being sedentary or doing nothing? Building awareness includes providing information and data that clearly communicates the benefits of disease prevention, weight control, and stress reduction. After awareness is built for the change comes the D for desire, the desire to participate and support the change. In our example, does your staff have the desire or personal motivation to initiate physical exercise? As PROCE states, desire is a very individual concept. It requires a personal decision, and each person may have different reasons for or against the change. One person's motivation may be weight-related, while another wants to be healthier for their children. Identifying barriers and building encouragement and structures to help initiate change will go a long way here. Next, we get to the K in ADKAR, which stands for knowledge. Does your staff have the knowledge or know how to change or know how to incorporate more physical exercise into their daily routine? Regarding physical activity, Does your staff understand safe and effective options when it comes to exercise? Do they understand how to use the right equipment? Do they need training on learning a new skill or shift in thinking here? The next step after knowledge is A, and that refers to your staff's ability to implement the desired skills and behaviors. As the publication states, just knowing how to do something doesn't mean that you can actually do it. If so, I would be a great golfer. Again, identifying barriers in the ability to enact the change may be needed. Or it might be coaching someone through the change that will help them realize progress. So we've gone to awareness, desire, knowledge, and ability. Finally, the R stands for reinforcement. What reinforcements do you have in place to sustain the change and ensure people don't go back to old habits? To maintain regular physical activity, some may find an incentive or reward system or program or recognition of milestones works well. Others might need a small group or a partner to reflect on their progress and help them sustain the change. Ensuring that a structure is in place to inspect what you expect will help you and your staff keep up the momentum that's moving your organization forward with physical exercise or whatever goals or results your energy is focused on. When you look at the model as a whole, you may find that your staff has great awareness of the need to change, and the knowledge and ability are there, but they're lacking the desire to exert effort. Or you may find that the desire to change exists, but they're confused as to how to implement the change. Or they might not be fully aware of the need to do things differently and sabotage your efforts before they're even in place. Doing an analysis of where your staff members are at can help you as a leader identify next steps. When you put the ADKAR model of change into the nudge formula or next to the nudge formula, you may have a clearer picture of both the organizational side and the human side of continuous improvement. As an organization, clear goals and rationale, action steps and motivation, structures and communication are essential. But as stated in the last podcast, organizational change is realized one individual at a time, and individual change is realized one effort at a time. Nurturing, unpacking success criteria, developing talents and skills, giving and receiving feedback, and empowering growth happens on an individual basis. Having a big picture vision is valuable only when each staff member can personally carry it out. I began our discussion today with a quote from Heraclitus, which stated, "The only constant in life is change." I'll wrap it up with a quote from John Maxwell, who said, "Change is inevitable. Growth is optional." Being aware that different information, thoughts, and processes are part of daily life is only half the equation. What we do with the new information is the other half. I'll argue that change isn't always necessary if what you are doing is working, but constantly evolving and improving is. Knowing how to inspire this growth within each individual in your organization ends up to be influential leadership. Speaking of leadership, thank you so much for the large and small actions you do on a daily basis to lead others to better thoughts, decisions, actions, and outcomes. May you feel personally energized to have a great day.